To start off, in your mind, what was the biggest story of 2016?
Well, fentanyl crisis, I think, is the event that, if you can call it an event, that's really been the toughest thing to deal with this year. And, nobody really saw it coming the way that it did. And it's just been a terrible crisis. And, every one of those deaths is preventable. That's what makes it such a tragedy. So, we're still in crisis mode. We're dealing with it. I would say that was the most unexpected thing that happened in the year and, probably the one that's been toughest to deal with. I think on the other side, though, talking about the home partnership that we're, going to loan people and an interest-free, no-payment loan for 5 years, up to $37,500 so they can get that down payment for their first home. That was, on the positive side, something I felt really, really good we were able to do this year, too.
So it seems like the opioid crisis was then the biggest challenge of 2016.
Absolutely biggest challenge. I mean, there's lots of challenges in the course of a year, but this is one where people are dying every day. And, resources have just been completely overwhelmed by it. And, we are throwing everything we have at it. We are evolving the strategy every week to try and, do more, figure out which areas we need to do more in. We're at the leading edge of research in this and understanding how it works. We're eventually going to show the world how to beat it. But in the meantime, we still don't have it under control. And, it's just, I'm a mother and my son is 15. So I know he's going to come across drugs out there. And, the thing is that any of those drugs could kill him on the first try. That's what's so disturbing about fentanyl and the crisis is that it just reaches right across society. Everybody is potentially vulnerable. And every single one of those deaths is absolutely preventable. And every person who dies is loved by somebody.
First responders have called for more resources for treatment options instead of just harm reduction. Can we expect more such resources in 2017?
Yes. The thing is that treatment and treatment beds were just about wrapped up, opening up this next set of 500 new beds for detox for people. But I think, and we'll do more if that's what the experts tell us that we need to do. But the thing about it is that it's not one thing. It's not just treatment beds. And I think, sometimes when we hear someone talk about that, it sort of sounds like, well, if you only did that one thing, it would get fixed. That's not it. The thing that makes this such a tough issue is we need treatment beds. We need better wraparound service for people who are addicted to get help, especially after, just after an overdose or getting checked out of a hospital. We need more police. We need more drug interdiction. We need more CBSA stopping drugs at the border. We need a treaty with China that will help make sure that they help us stop it from coming in across the border. I mean, there are just so many different things that we need to do, and all of them matter, not just one thing. And so we're trying to make sure that we are doing everything as much as we can in all the areas where we need it. It's complicated. And it's expensive, but we have to save those lives.
Now everyone's making New Year's resolutions, so how will you be better in 2017?
Oof. Well, let's see, that's a big question. How will I be? I think I will try, as I always do, to try and be generous and reserve judgment about other people. I think that's really hard to do, we all get kind of caught up in judging others. And I think that's something, at least I'd always like to try and do a better job of resisting, because everybody, we all bring lots of strengths and lots of flaws. It's the basic human condition. And I think we all deserve, I think a little less judgment, a little more forgiveness, a lot more generosity. I think those are the things I'm always striving for. I'm never perfect at any of them. I have really great days and really not great days. So I'm going to try for more great days on that.